world where there won't be any suffering. You know, and this is not vain hope. This is hope. This is the hope. I mean, I said all the time, and some of you, most of you would testify. How does people live without Christ? I don't know how they do it. And I believe all of us here, we do have a personal relationship with Jesus and His Word. And if you're watching online and you do not have that personal relationship with the Lord, I'd encourage you, open your heart. Believe that He is the Savior. Confess Him with your mouth. And He's your Savior. There's hope in Jesus. You know, this morning would be a good day for us to even think about and meditate on what freedom is. I was going to finish or continue to talk about how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Remember last week I told you the story about the guy that was, what was his name? I didn't tell you his name. I didn't know his name. The ranger that was giving the tour. But he was so distracted, being distracted by the flowers, by the animals and everything else, he turned off his walkie-talkie. So, of course, he couldn't hear the direction. He couldn't hear when Bass was telling him there's a grizzly bear going after or stalking on them. And I'm going to encourage you again today to keep your spiritual ears open, because the Lord is speaking. You know, God is speaking. You know, we talk a lot about freedom. And for those of you that have traveled all over the world, or maybe that left the United States, you will have a different perspective. Because what you see here in Virginia Beach is not the world. You know, Captain, you travel everywhere, right? I mean, some of you guys were in the Army, in the Air Force. You served. You've seen it. Some of you went on mission trips. This is still one of the best countries to live in. God bless America. I am serious. And it's sad to see that there is a generation rising up that doesn't value it. I didn't grow up here in America. I told Kendra last night, man, I never thought I would live here. I never wanted to. I love my birth country. It grieves me to see people suffering. 1804, that's over 220 years. Maybe 200 and between 18 some years. They got their independence. Did you know that Toussaint Louverture, he helped fight the battle in Georgia? And Toussaint Louverture was one of the revolutionaries that helped free the slaves in Haiti. So the chains were broken in the hands and the feet of the slaves in Haiti, but the chains weren't broken up here. You see, now, what is freedom? It is a lot easier for the chains to be broken here. I've seen a picture. I didn't have a chance to find it. But, you know, here, I don't know, maybe you do. You do tie your donkeys or your cows or your horse. You have a rope, you know, muzzle, whatever you use. Huh? What do you call them? Okay, you got the idea. I never had a horse, but I always thought it's a rope or whatever. But it's not a rope. You have a special name for that. Okay? If you train a horse or a donkey to always be tied up. I've seen the picture. It's like they're not tied anymore, they think they're still tied up. Because in their mind, it's all tied up. See, freedom starts here. Freedom begin here. Freedom do not come free. You know, this morning I want to take this time to talk to you about what is freedom. You know, freedom is the power or the right to act, to speak. You see, most of us here, we grew up in an environment, or maybe you didn't, grew up in an environment where you couldn't speak. That's terrible. Where you can't. I mean, I know there is a history between the black and the white. It's terrible. No man should own any man. It was terrible. Freedom is the right to speak, to think as you want, without hindrance. That's freedom. But we can say, thank God we live in a free country. Some people can say, but other people can say, well, we're not really free. But that's not where I want to get. Because we could have a great debate for hours when we start talking about stuff like that, right? But freedom is also the absence of subjection to foreign domination or a dictatorship government. I mean, I grew up in Haiti. We grew up under, when I was littler. Yeah, I told the kids yesterday, I'm old. I told Alyssa, are you old? She's like, no, I'm not old yet. I'm old. Being old is the state of the mind. Well, yeah, your body think you still can climb a 75-foot ladder, right? Your brain think you can still do it, but then your body's like, not today, buddy. You know, freedom is the state of not being in prison or enslaved. But my focus this morning is freedom is knowing Christ. Freedom is knowing Jesus. We didn't get to sing this song today, but it's a good one. I am free to dance. I am free to sing hallelujah. Yeah. I am free to live for you. I am free. Yes, I am free. You know, have you ever been in bondage? Have you ever been in prison? You would understand what I'm spiritually, even mentally. Have you ever been restrained? And all of a sudden, somehow, a revelation came. Bang! The light came on. You realize, man, I'm free. Listen, I'm so free not to have bitterness. How powerful is that? To be free from bitterness. I mean, free from bitterness. You talk about it, you're like, people hurt you. And then when it first happened, of course, it was painful when you talked about it. But the freedom you experienced, right? And then it's like, man, yeah, I still remember, because we will remember when people hurt us. But the pain that came associated with that hurt is not there anymore. True freedom is knowing Christ. You know, and last week I told you how important it is to read your Bible. I posted a documentary on our Facebook page. And I said, hey, I encourage you to watch it. Kendra was on me to watch it. It's like, you should watch this. And I did. And it's good. Good American hidden history. History we don't know. And now you have a generation that it's growing up, don't really knows about the history of America. You know? A lot of things most of the time you hear is America is a racist country. I never look for racism. Although, I know Kendra might say she felt in Haiti, that was something she dealt a lot with, right? Because people would always be like, man, it would kill me. It would kill me. Go to your home country. Go back home. People would always be so nasty to foreigners. Most of us, maybe, we didn't ever dealt with that. Well, thank God if God give you self-esteem like a rock. Because some people, man, you know what? I know who I am. You have your problem. You don't like me, that's your problem. Some people, like me, that's a blessing. I love myself. Oh, yeah. You should love yourself. When we first got married, My wife would always tell me, you know, honey, you look good. I mean, I was an idiot. Seriously. I didn't get it. I was just like, yeah, I know. I don't know, but some people, my dad was really good at that when we were growing up. My dad, he invests a lot of money so we could dress nice. I love dressing proper, nice. I like nice clothes. I mean, you know what? I don't want to, if I'm going to the beach, I'm going to the beach. But rarely you find me at the store in my flip-flop. I don't know, it's me. Not everybody can do that, of course. That's the way I grew up. I love it. So God gave me high self-esteem. I love myself from little up. And then I met Jesus, I realized, man, I can't love you if I don't love myself. That's a reality. So if I'm not in love with myself, if I don't take care of myself, there's no way I'm going to love you. But if I'm always beating on myself, I'm ugly, I'm black, I should have been yellow, you know? Do you know black people wear special cream to make them lighter, like a lot of you guys? I know people in Haiti, they wear, I don't know if black people do it here, do they do it in Africa? Hey, bleach, you got it, bro. Because they're not satisfied with who God created them. But I made a big mistake earlier after we got married. She kept telling me, you know, honey, you look good, you know. It's like, yep, every time. She's like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. After a while, she stopped saying it. A long, long while. Years. But for me, it never dawned on me. But then, of course, through those years, I'm getting to know Jesus better and better. You know, and then my cockiness is diminishing, right? I'm becoming more humble in my self-esteem. Because you could have good self-esteem, and then you're arrogant. Now, if I have good self-esteem and I'm humble, and I know, you know what? God created me wonderful. Psalm 139. This is my foundation. I'm not good looking because I'm good looking and better than anybody else. I'm no better than anybody else. Nobody is better than you. Just like you're not better than anybody else. God created us all special. We are all created with special gifts, special talents. That's why you should never beat yourself down because you don't look like somebody else. You don't talk like somebody else. Nobody can make fun of my accent. This is my accent. Find your accent. You know? Find yours, all right? Stop picking on mine. All right? What is it, Mercer? That's right. That's right. Find your laugh. That's right, buddy. Good point right there. You know? Huh?
When you go to your country, this will have accent there.
What was that?
If an American travels to your country, uh-huh, and the people there can't understand it, they say, you have an accent.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep, 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 that's right. Yep, that's right. So anyhow, you get what I'm talking about, right? Years later, I'm like, man, my wife never tells me I look good. And then I started to long for it. Because I'm like, man, I'm always telling you, baby, you look good. I'm always complimenting her. She never tells me that stuff anymore. And I'm like, man, what happened? Don't you love me anymore, baby? And then she told me, she's like, well, I mean, years, you, every time I tell you, you're like, you know, I know. So what, I mean, then I repented. I changed my attitude, you know, change my attitude and make things right. Freedom comes, true freedom comes from knowing Christ. You know, freedom is a basic human desire. So we would expect to read about it in the Bible, right? While in the Bible always quite often talks about freedom. You remember the story of the Israelites, right? They were enslaved. What did God do? God for years was looking for opportunities to set them free. Until Moses finally came around and, you know the rest of the story. So the Bible does talk a lot about freedom. First thing, freedom in Christ is seen in contrast to the bondage of sin. I read from Romans chapter 6 verse 20 to 23. It says, "For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard of righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God." Now remember, this, the context, the word slaves here, don't associate it with slavery, like God is the master and you're the slaves. That's why a lot of people, they don't want to serve God. They're like, "Well, God is the master. Who wants to be a slave? Who wants to be a slave?" No. Jesus said, "I'm not calling you slaves." Jesus said, "You're not my servant. You're my friends," right? Because friends know each other's affairs. I am Jesus' friends. I am a friend of God. He's my friend. God is the only God who wants to be our friend. Every other God wants to be up there. There's no other God that I know of who died for their subjects, for their people. No. Jesus is the only one. Jesus is the only one that came after you. Jesus is the only one that lived with 12 scumbags. I mean, yeah, seriously. You watch the Chosen. I love the perspective they put on the disciples. And when you read the Bible, okay? Don't just watch the movies, all right? Because the movies, sometimes they do their own stuff with the word. But right, read the Bible. When you read the Bible, man, you're thinking about, man, if any of us here would have a Judah in your life, and you know he's a Judah, what would you do? Would you stick around? I wouldn't. But Jesus, he did. Because he gave Judas chances after chances. Peter, same thing. So Jesus came, freedom in Christ. You see a lot of that in the Bible. True freedom is knowing Christ. In other words, sin enslaves people for spiritual death and eternity apart from God. See, that's why I said, man, guys, I listened to, what is it, there's 66 people that signed the Declaration of Independence. All right? And one of them, they don't talk much about him. His name is Dr. Benjamin Rush. You know, they call him the founder of Sunday school because he was in intimacy with God. He knows God. So his goal was to have people know the word of God. You know, this is one thing he said. I want to read it for you. One of the things he said, if we remove the Bible in our schools and society, we would spend time and money punishing crimes that we could have preventing having instructed young people morals. When we talk about, when Benjamin Rush, when he was talking about the Bible back then, one of the things he said is that in America, the only useful education has to be led in religion, especially the Bible. Now, not just the spirit of religion, but teaching the Bible. You remember in 1962 what started to happen when they started removing God's word out of society? You know, you can't read the Bible in schools. I mean, thank God for all of us here who understand the necessity to continue to dwell in God's word. I mean, see what happened in churches. Churches, they don't want to preach about the Bible. There was a I told you the story already. There was a church that needed. Oh yeah, you did find his picture. Thank you, Xavier. You know, a church that wanted a worship leader back in 2018 in Florida, and a friend of mine's like, "Hey, this church needs a worship leader. You think you can go help them?" I said, "Yeah, sure." Well, I went. At that time, it wasn't a call; it was a job. So I figured, you know what? I go to my church first. Church Restoration had two services. I went to the first service, and then I go to the church, and I played for them for two services. I played there for like a couple months, maybe 6 months, 7 months. Never once I saw a Bible open. The preacher would always come, talk about the sun, the moon, the grass, you know, and talks about, you know, I'm not sure. And then after a while, I'm sitting in there, I'm like, this is not my place. Where is the Word of God? Where is the Word of God? Good people, nice people. They paid well. They did. But I was just like, no way. Where's the Word of God? See, if your life is not founded on the Word of God, you're still in bondage. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. True freedom is knowing Christ. You know? He says, one things, I'm going to read it again. In America, the only useful education has to be led in religion, especially the Bible. Because without religion, there can be no virtue. Without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object of government. Now, let us open our Bibles in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Open your Bibles in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you, Father. Ephesians chapter 4. Thank you, Father. Find it? Ephesians is not in the Old Testament, okay? You should know that. Verse 17. With the Lord's authority, let me say this to you. Live no longer as the ungodly do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their closed minds are full of darkness. They are far away from the life of God because they have shut their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. They don't care anymore about right or wrong, and they have given themselves over to immoral ways. Their lives are filled with all kinds of impurity and greed. But that isn't what you were taught when you learn about Christ. Verse 22, since you have heard all about Him and have learned the truth that is in Jesus, throw off your old evil nature, and your former way of life, which is rotten, through and through, full of lust and deception. Now, what are we doing here? You see, now this is cleansing us, right? Teaching us how to be as Christians. Can you imagine? We read the Bible every day. This is just the Word of God. This is one example. Verse 25. So put away all falsehood and tell your neighbors the truth. So therefore, if a society or a family or an individual live their life according to the Word of God, what's going to happen? That person's going to be a good citizen. A best citizen to a country should be a citizen of heaven. I don't even want to say a Christian. Because nowadays the Christians got different definition. When the word Christian was mentioned in the book of Acts, it means Christ-liked. Now, a lot of people say, yeah, they're Christians. What does that mean? Are you following Christ? Chapter 5, verse 1. Follow God's example in everything you do, because you are His dear children. This is the Word of God. So Benjamin's saying, well, you're taking God's Word out of society, out of school. Well, what's going to happen? You're going to have a bunch of criminals. You're giving people the right to Biden. You know, there's a law that just, I mean, I know it's been around in other states. Now it's legal. There's a certain amount of, what do you call that? Marijuana you can have. It's legal. When I read, I watch the hidden history of America, I'm like, man, look how far we've gone. The further we fall away from the Word of God, the worse our lives get. Can I have a witness? Can I have a better witness? The further you fall away from the Word of God, the more mess we're in. If it wasn't for the Word of God, I wouldn't know how to love my wife. And all of you here that are married, you can say the same thing. Or let's take it outside of that close circle. If it wasn't for the Word of God, I wouldn't know how to love my neighbor. Especially the unlovable ones. I've got some unlovable ones in my life. I don't know about you, but I do. If it wasn't for the Word of God, I wouldn't know how to reach out to my unlovable sister. But we do have a relationship. Why? Because of the Word of God. Because when I read God's Word, I understand how I should be, not how I should change them. Now I should work on myself to support, accept, love, honor, forgive. That's it. That's it. If it wasn't for the Word of God, I wouldn't know not to judge. We are not called to judge the world. People that are not in the family of God, you don't judge them. You love them. Now we need to judge each other. Because this is our standard. If you call yourself a Christian, you shouldn't be cheating, lying, stealing, sleeping around. This is it. If you call yourself a Christian, yeah, you love the girl, marry the girl. You love the guy, marry the guy. Then there you go. It's all good. If you call yourself a Christian, see now, no, they won't come. They won't give their tithe. Certain things you don't say at church, you offend people. Well, this is, you know how offensive this is? That's why here in Lenstown Community Church, this is our foundation. Jesus Christ is our foundation. He is the Word of God. Oh man, there's so much I want to say. But is this good? Ah, let me touch two more things. Now keep me accountable. Two more things. Freedom in Christ is seen as the only true freedom. The only true form of freedom. Because it proves, it provides lasting freedom beyond this life. Freedom in Christ is the true kind of freedom. Why? Because it provides lasting freedoms. Freedom that will last forever. I am free from the law of sin and death. That's why I'm not afraid to die. Well, I'm not afraid to die. I'm not going to kill myself. I'm not going to put myself in situation, dangerous situation. But if it comes, guess what? Yes, I'm ready. Are you ready? Are you ready out there? Are you ready to face death? Are you free enough to be like, you know what? I'm ready. God sent me anywhere you want me to go. Or do I want to play it safe? I don't want anybody to hate me. This is the new trend right now, right? I don't want anybody to hate me. The moment you take a side with God's word, automatically people will hate you. That's why I want everybody to know I'm a lover of God's word. Not just a lover, I'm a follower of God's word. And then I make sure by the power of the Holy Spirit that my life is reflecting what's written in here. Of course people are not going to like me. But am I going to get back at them? No, I'm going to love them. I'm going to listen to them. They might not make sense. Don't try. Amos told me that. He said, You never try to argue with someone you know you can't change their mindset. It's nonsense. Especially on Facebook, Instagram. You never talk on text, debate on text. Why? Because they can't hear your voice. They can't see your face. I mean, heated conversation I'm reading online. It's like, man, how dumb. Lord, please give me more wisdom so I'll never do that. If you want to say something, you find the person and you talk face to face. You confront each other. I can hear you. You can hear me. I don't understand you. You don't understand me. But I give you a hug. I love you. Go your way. I go my way. And life is good, right? Wisdom. Don't we need that? Romans chapter 1 verse 1. We are set free to serve Christ. This seems like a paradox, right? To the non-believer. To a non-believer, when you say, hey, you're free to serve. But man, guys, how many of us here love Jesus so much? Oh man, I love Jesus. I love the Word of God. I love the Gospel. I love it. I'm passionate about it. And I want you to. You should be passionate about the Gospel. Should be passionate about, don't do that. Never be afraid to talk about your Jesus Christ. Let people know that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm a son of God. You know, in the 1990s, now, even from the 1990s till now, students have the right to talk about God in their school, public school. I know the teachers can't do it. But you know, if you're a student Christian, you do have the right. Why would the Muslim have the right? Why would other religion have the right and they want to shut you off? Have you ever think about that? Why is it just Christians? The Bible. Why is it just the Bible? Think about it with me. Why there's so much hate against this book? Why? Because it's the way, the truth, and the life. Because it is the way, the truth, and the life. And those who found it will have freedom, not only now, but eternal freedom. So that was my number one, my number two. Remember I told you, two more. This is my last one. And seriously, guys, this is so good. And I'm finishing with another quote from Rush. He says, without the Bible, the word of the Lord, America will never be a free nation. And I see it. I see it in my own country. In 1804, remember the slaves, when they came from Africa, what they knew? They knew voodoo. They knew the devil. So they serve. The Bible tells us Satan comes. When he comes, he does three things. He kills, he steals, and he destroys. Satan never gives anything for free. Even when people think, well, Satan's going to give you stuff. Remember, it's all deception. Jesus is the only one that gives life and life to its fullness. So then, 1804, they fought the French, they fought the Spanish, they killed everything. But think about it. Why would you burn everything, killing your masters, and burn all the fields, burn all the houses with them? Wouldn't somebody have the common sense to be like, hey guys, hang on. Yes, okay, I understand. We're going to kill our masters. That's the general speaking, right? We're going to kill everything because we're done with this slavery thing. We got to live as free men and women. Our children are not going to grow up in this system. But we can't burn their house. Where would we live? I mean, if we burn everything, then we would just have the open land. We have to start over. Wouldn't one of them have that thought? When I read the history, I'm like, man, how dumb. not even one of them or a group of them would be like, or they kill, burn. It was kupitet pulikai, cut head, burn houses. It's like their slogan was, kupitet, cut head, bulikai, burn houses, burn everything. Still today, my sisters, brothers, still today, it's still like that. Burn, cutting heads. That's why we go to be missionary. That's the work we're doing there. Haiti's not a place, or other places in the world, it's not a place, it's not a good place to be anyway. Unless you're out in the country, right, Kathy, by my house? By the ocean in the mountains? Yeah, sure. You can kick back and relax. But for you to be a missionary, you got to go where the chains are in their mindset. They burned everything. They killed everyone. And then you know what else they did? They did a sacrifice and offered the country to the devil. They killed a pig. And then you see history repeats itself. The same group of guys that put themselves together to kill all the French, all the Spanish, and burned everything. After the Independence Day, January 1st, 1804, they didn't have the spirit of unity to continue to function as one. They divided among themselves. So then what happened? That same group became many groups with many heads. You tell me. I'm 43. 44, actually. You know what? I should stay 43. I'm 43 plus one. 43 plus one. But you know, when I read and I see the history of Haiti, I see why it's the way it is. Because Satan has enthroned people in power. They do sacrifice. They sacrifice people alive. So the devil, what does he do? He kills, steals, and destroys. That's why we have prayer warriors. That's why my ministry is still preach the Bible. Because I've seen when I talk about the Bible, chains are broken. That's how I've become that's why I got delivered. I grew up in the system. Bitter Haitian. Do you know now thousands of Haitians are fleeing, leaving the country to go to the DR, many other places. But they're living with a bitterness. They're living with a bitterness. It's like, man, I hate that place. And most of them, they're living elsewhere with a sense of shame. That's what Satan wants. Without the Bible, the Word of God, we will never be free. You know, when I read the story and watched the hidden history about America, I realized our foreign founding fathers, they weren't just regular men, but they were also men that were on fire for God. You see, and you don't hear that on CNN. You don't hear that on Fox News. You don't hear that anywhere else. You got to dig for it. Some of our founding fathers, they loved the Lord. That's why our Constitution was based on the Word of God. So, of course, in the past 80 years, you've got a generation that's raising up, being like, you know what, we don't want this anymore. And then, of course, we have the society we have right now. More than ever, you and I, we need to stand up and pray for our country. You see, today, as we celebrate freedom, 4th of July, my challenge for you would be, would you spend the rest of the day, all throughout the day, and think about our country, watch fireworks or whatever you do for the rest of the day, would you stand in the gap for your country, for our country? I thank God that I'm an American now. I'm not just talking about America. This is my country. I love it too. I want to see God reign in here. I want to see revival. I want to see people come to God. Like I wrote you in my email yesterday, I want people to come to the knowledge of God. You know, I want to invite Dan and Roxy. I want to sing God Bless America. This is the last song we're going to do. God Bless America, land that I love. I tell you, we can't do this if 4th of July would have been a Monday or a Saturday. But it's a perfect day, right? Perfect day. May the Lord bless our country, Father. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for our country. I thank you, Lord God, that you have your hands on America. I thank you, God, that you're rising up the prophets, people that would continue to speak your words. As for me, I will. Lord, I pray that you would touch our hearts and return the hearts of Americans to you. As we celebrate today, God, as we think and do whatever else people are doing, enjoy the day and enjoy tomorrow, a day, a holiday, Lord, I ask that the saints, the kingdom citizens, would rise up and stand in the gap for this beautiful country. May your will be done. May your kingdom come. In Jesus' name in America. Amen.